Padre Celestial, venimos en el precioso nombre de nuestro Señor Jesús.
Heard voices.
Escuchamos voces.
Singing to you.
Cantándote.
You're the lover of our soul.
Tú eres el amante de nuestras almas.
How we long to be with you.
Cuánto deseamos estar contigo.
Pray that you take those from sincere and honest hearts.
Que tomes eso de la sinceridad de los corazones.
Weary pilgrims.
Peregrinos gastados.
Children of faith.
Hijos de fe.
Children of Abraham.
Hijos de Abraham.
Sons of the Most High God.
Hijos del Dios Altísimo.
Crying out to be with their Maker, with their Lord.
Llorando, clamando estar con su Hacedor, su Señor.
Father, we trust you.
Padre, confiamos en ti.
You do everything perfectly.
Tú lo haces todo perfecto.
We know nothing is out of place.
Sabemos que nada está fuera de lugar.
So we come to surrender our thoughts.
Así que venimos a rendir nuestros pensamientos.
And our hearts.
Nuestros corazones.
Say, take them over, Lord.
Y decir, tómalo, Señor.
By the power of your Holy Spirit.
Por el poder de tu Espíritu Santo.
And may the word have free course.
Que tu palabra tenga libre curso.
And your spirit have free reign in each one of us, Father.
Que el Espíritu tenga un reino libre en cada uno de nosotros.
We ask it in Jesus' name.
Lo pedimos en el nombre de
Amen.
Jesús. Amén.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Seated.
Gracias. Dios le bendiga. Puede tomar asiento.
Let's get right back into the kingdom. That's
vayamos de vuelta al
called to in these days.
Donde hemos sido llamados en este día.
More and more.
Más y más.
It was the entering into the promised land.
Fue la entrada a la tierra prometida.
Where Joshua and Caleb.
Donde Josué y Caleb.
Okay, expressed what was in their hearts.
Expresaron lo que estaba en sus corazones.
While the whole of Israel expressed what was in their hearts.
Mientras que todo Israel expresó lo que estaba en sus corazones.
And as it was with Jacob,
y así como fue con Jacob
and Esau,
y Esaú,
they expressed what each one of them was in their hearts.
Ellos expresaron lo que había en cada uno de sus corazones.
And as Romans 9 tells us,
y como nos dice Romanos 9,
before they were even born,
antes de que fuesen nacidos,
neither one having done either good or evil,
ninguno había hecho bien o mal,
God hated Esau.
Dios odió a Esaú.
That the law of election might stand.
Esa es la elección, el amor electivo que se para en pie.
Thank you, because of the light of the day we understand these things.
Gracias porque a la luz del día entendemos estas cosas.
And they are no longer mysteries.
Y no son más misterios.
But life we hold in our hearts.
Pero la vida que sostenemos en nuestros corazones.
So, I was thinking.
Entonces estaba pensando.
You know,
sabe,
so many times in the scripture,
muchas veces en las escrituras,
the result of a battle was determined before it ever began.
El resultado de una batalla estaba determinado antes que empezase.
Right.
¿Verdad?
Yeah. Sí. Whether it was the obedience of the people or the disobedience of the people.
Ya sea que fuera la obediencia o la desobediencia del pueblo.
It's recorded in 1 and 2 Samuel.
Está escrito en 1 y 2 de Samuel.
David was always seeking the Lord, asking for his direction. Should we go?
Siempre estaba buscando por la dirección del Señor. Deberíamos ir.
And that's the difference between him and Saul.
Hay una diferencia entre él y Saúl.
Saul didn't seek the Lord.
Saúl no buscaba al Señor.
Well, who did he seek?
¿A quién seguía él?
Okay, a witch of Endor.
A la bruja de Endor, ¿verdad?
But David always sought the Lord.
Pero David siempre buscó al Señor.
So when he went into the battle,
entonces cuando él iba a la batalla,
the Lord said, "The battle's not yours; it's mine."
El Señor decía, "La batalla no es tuya, es mía."
So when we go in at the Lord's direction,
entonces cuando vamos a tal dirección,
it's not us, but Him.
No somos nosotros, pero él.
It's like Kadesh Barnea.
Es como en Kadesh Barnea.
They only Joshua and Caleb had a different vision.
Solo Josué y Caleb tenían diferente visión.
Eyes that were not of the flesh, but of the spirit.
Ojos que no eran de la carne, pero del espíritu.
To see their God was with them.
Para ver que Dios estaba con ellos.
And this is what we need more than ever in this day, right now, at this time.
Y esto es lo que más necesitamos más que nunca en este momento, a esta edad.
And as the days go on, we need it more and more.
Y más, mientras los días continúan, lo necesitamos más y más.
Now, I just sent you a quote this morning.
Ahora,
sent to me.
Les mandé una cita esta
I'd
mañana.
I'd like to read that.
Que me gustaría leerla.
And,
y,
do you have it? But not translated?
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay. So you can read along with me.
Entonces puede leer conmigo.
Oh my, how I love him with all my heart.
Oh Dios, cómo le amo con todo mi corazón.
And I want everybody to know that.
Y quiero que todos sepan.
That the love of the Lord Jesus with all my soul, heart, and mind, I love him.
Que el amor de nuestro Señor Jesús con toda mi alma, corazón y mente.
Someone said not long ago, give me a threat in a certain city.
Alguien no hace mucho tiempo me intimidó en cierta ciudad y dijo.
If you don't quit preaching on divine healing, we'll throw a bomb on the platform.
Si no renuncias a estar predicando sanidad divina, tiraremos una bomba en la plataforma.
And I said, the smoke won't dry till I'll be in glory. Hallelujah. Love that. Yeah.
Ese humo no se secará hasta que yo esté en la gloria.
I said,
Hallelujah.
That's all right.
Hijo, está bien.
I said, why do we fear?
¿Por qué temería?
Okay. Would you be afraid if somebody threatened you with a bomb?
¿Usted estuviera temeroso si alguien tirara una bomba?
My, if God be for you, who could be against you?
Oh, Dios, si Dios estuviera, si Dios es contigo, ¿quién contra ti?
Okay, you know it's written in the Bible.
Bueno, sabes que está escrito en la Biblia.
It's better than that a millstone were hanged around at your neck and drowned in the depths of the sea than to offend these that believe in me.
Bueno, está escrito en la Biblia que es mejor que una piedra de molino fuera atada al cuello antes de que alguno de estos fuera ofendieses a alguno de los que creen en mí.
These signs shall follow them that believe in me.
Estas señales seguirán a aquellos que creen en mí.
Touch not my anointed, nor do my prophets no harm.
No toques a mi ungido ni a mis profetas, no les hagas daño.
Notice what he says, if you fight,
Dios dice, y si tú peleas, Dios no puede. Mm-hmm. Eso es muy importante.
If you fight, God can't fight.
Si tú peleas, Dios no podrá pelear.
Okay, what happened after Joshua and Caleb?
Entonces, ¿qué pasó después de Josué y Caleb?
Said, we're more than able, we will go.
Dijeron, somos más que capaces, iremos.
And the rest said, no, we can't.
Y el resto dijo, no,
we
no podemos.
Won't.
No iremos.
And God cursed them.
Y Dios los maldijo.
Then they said, we'll go.
Entonces dijeron, iremos.
And they went in on their strength.
Y se descansaron en su fuerza.
And what did God say?
¿Y qué dijo
Don't
Dios?
Go.
No vayan.
Because I'm not there with you.
Porque no estoy ahí con ustedes.
Right?
¿Verdad?
If you fight, God can't.
Si tú peleas, Dios no puede.
That's a very important place.
Ese es un lugar muy importante.
To stand.
En el cual pararte.
Stand still and let God fight.
ponte en pie erguido y Dios peleará.
He will bring it to pass.
Él hará que suceda.
He will put every critic, everything to shame.
Él pondrá toda crítica, todo a vergüenza.
Don't you love that?
No,
do you believe me, brethren? Let's settle down to what? To faith.
¿Lo creen, hermanos? Dejemos, establezcámoslos en la fe.
Quite astounding. Beautiful, wasn't it? If you fight, God can't.
So algo hermoso.
Give it over to Him. And you have to have a kingdom eyesight.
And dáselo a Dios y tendrás vista del reino.
What Joshua saw.
Que lo que Josué vio.
And Caleb saw.
Y Caleb vio.
Was not with her physical eyes.
No fue con sus ojos físicos.
Right? It was a different sight.
¿Verdad? Fue una diferente visión.
What did the others see with?
¿Qué los demás vieron?
¿Con qué? Natural eyes.
Con sus ojos naturales.
So, which eyes are kingdom sight?
Entonces, ¿cuáles ojos son lo de la vista del reino?
Okay.
Muy bien.
Now, again, if we went back to Luke 12.
Ahora, nuevamente, vamos de vuelta a Lucas 12, solo me refiero.
Okay.
¿Verdad?
Jesus, help me. Jesús, because my brother is being fair.
Jesús, ayúdame porque mi hermano está siendo unfair.
And he won't divide my father's inheritance.
Injusto y quiere dividir la heredad de mi padre.
That's not fair, is it?
Eso no
I
es
can
justo.
Go to Jesus for help.
Entonces vamos a Jesús por ayuda.
What did Jesus say?
¿Y qué dijo Jesús?
Who made me a divider over you? I'm not going to help you.
¿Quién me ha hecho dividendo entre ustedes? Uh-huh. Yo no lo haré.
Why? His eyes were wrong.
¿Por qué? Porque sus ojos estaban errados.
So if my eyes are on things of this world.
Entonces si mis ojos están en las cosas de este mundo.
Oh, you know, it gets pretty touchy there, doesn't it?
Entonces, viene a ser muy tenso, ¿no es así?
Okay.
¿Verdad?
Does he care about things of this life? Sure he does. Every little minute detail.
¿Le importan las cosas de esta vida? Claro que sí, todo pequeño
but
detalle.
It's what you're pursuing.
Pero es lo que tú estás persiguiendo.
Where the treasure of your heart is.
Donde el tesoro de tu corazón está.
And Jesus says,
y Jesús
okay,
dice,
lay not up for yourself treasures on earth. Right? Don't lay up treasures on earth.
No establezcas tus tesoros en la tierra.
Okay.
Muy bien.
There. So, we're kingdom people. Let's
entonces,
go to Hebrews 11 again.
Vamos,
we were here last week, I believe.
A Hebreos 11 nuevamente. Estuvimos aquí la semana
going
pasada.
To verse 13.
En el verso 13.
Familiar verses, would you stand with me?
¿Y podría ponerse en pie conmigo?
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
We have Him.
Le tenemos a él.
And if you have Him, you have all you need.
Y si usted le tiene a él, tiene todo lo que necesita.
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off.
Conforme a la fe, murieron todos estos sin haber recibido la promesa, sino mirándolo lejos.
They were persuaded of them.
Creyéndolo.
They embraced them.
Saludándolo.
They confessed them.
Y confesando.
And they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
Que eran extranjeros y peregrinos sobre la tierra.
First they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country.
Porque los que estos dicen claramente dan a entender que buscan okay. una patria.
Now this is pretty amazing.
Ahora,
really it is to me. I never get weary because every single time there's a little nuance of reality that jumps off the page into my heart. Okay?
Esto es muy sorprendente para mí. Porque siempre hay alguna nueva realidad que salta fuera de las páginas.
Now, truly,
ahora, verdaderamente,
if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out,
si ellos hubiesen estado conscientes de este país que estaba por salir,
they might have had opportunity to have returned.
Ellos hubiesen tenido oportunidad para regresar.
Come on, brothers, what did Israel say?
Vamos, hermanos, ¿qué dijo Israel?
Oh, it's better back there.
Oh, es mejor allá de vuelta atrás.
Oh, it's better back in the world.
Es mejor estar de vuelta
oh,
en el
I
mundo.
Had things better before.
Oh, tenía cosas mejores antes.
I think I'll go back.
Creo que volveré atrás.
What happened to them?
¿Qué les pasó?
Did they go back? Did Israel go back?
¿Acaso Israel fue de vuelta?
No, they died right
no,
there.
Ellos murieron ahí.
Okay.
Muy bien.
But verse 16,
pero el verso 16,
but now they desire a better country.
Pero anhelan un mejor, una mejor patria.
What kind of a country? Earthly or heavenly?
¿Qué tipo de patria? ¿Terrenal okay. o celestial? Celestial.
Was God happy with that heart,
¿acaso
that attitude?
Dios estaba feliz con esa
wherefore
actitud?
God is not ashamed to be called their God.
Por lo cual Dios no se avergüenza de llamarse Dios.
For he hath prepared for them a city.
De ellos, porque les ha preparado una ciudad.
Let this one go, brothers and sisters. Thank you. You may be seated. And I will go down to verse 24
Suelte
again.
Suelte hermanos. Puede tomar asiento.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Are you good? Is it good? You're warm? You're not warm. You're cold? Leave it. Just leave it. I'll be fine.
¿Estás cálido? ¿Estás friolento? ¿Cómo estás?
This is this kind of room.
Déjalo así.
If you're right here, you're freezing. If you're back there, you're hot. And you can be two seats apart and freeze or thaw, one of the two. Okay. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the sons of Pharaoh's daughter.
El 17, por la fe... 24. Por la fe de Moisés, hecho ya grande, rehusó llamarse hijo de la hija de Faraón.
Okay, so he was seeing with different eyes.
Entonces él estaba viendo con diferentes ojos.
The physical eyes would have sure drawn him to something pleasing to the eyes.
Los ojos físicos definitivamente lo hubiera guiado a algo que les complaciese a sus ojos.
Right or wrong.
¿Verdad o no?
Okay. Choosing rather to suffer affliction
escogiendo
with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
Escogiendo antes ser maltratado con el pueblo de Dios que gozar los deleites temporales del pecado.
As we said last week.
Y lo dijimos la semana pasada.
He stood between two worlds.
Él está entre dos mundos.
One perfumed and delicate and lavish.
Uno perfumado y delicado.
And full of pleasantries.
Y lleno de placeres.
One.
Uno,
stinky,
apestoso,
dirty,
sucio,
filthy,
asqueroso,
mm-hmm, slaves,
sí, esclavos,
beaten down,
golpeados.
Now, what had to be in him to make that choice?
Ahora, ¿qué tenía que estar en él para hacer esa elección?
That is not human.
Eso no es humano.
That is not human reasoning.
No es razonamiento humano.
Nor is it human logic.
No es una lógica humana.
It's something supernatural inside of him.
Es algo sobrenatural, okay, dentro suyo. Bien.
So kingdom entonces, is supernatural sight.
El reino es una vista sobrenatural.
Is it or is it not?
Eso no lo es, así.
Okay, so bien. If you're looking at this world, you'll never be in the kingdom.
Entonces, si usted ve a este mundo, usted nunca estará en el
if
reino.
If your affections are in this world, you're going to miss it.
Si sus afecciones están en este mundo, lo perderá.
If you fight to retain this one.
Si pelea para retener esta.
He who loves his life in this world will what?
Aquel que ame su vida en este mundo, ¿qué? La perderá, Jesús lo dijo.
And what does everybody do?
¿Y qué hace?
Might try to retain their position, their life in this world.
¿Y qué hace todo el mundo para retener su posición, su vida en este mundo?
Okay.
Muy bien.
Ah, my. Choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures for a season, esteeming, verse 26, the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
Escogiendo antes ser maltratado con el pueblo de Dios que gozar los deleites temporales del pecado, teniendo por mayores riquezas el vituperio de Cristo que los tesoros de los egipcios.
So human reasoning was totally set aside.
Entonces el razonamiento humano estuvo completamente puesto a un lado.
And even human memory.
Las afecciones humanas y la
Why
memoria humana.
¿Por qué digo esto?
Bueno, si ellos hubieran estado conscientes de dónde ellos fueron sacados, ellos no hubieran salido, ido de vuelta.
Okay. So,
entonces, muy bien, entonces.
For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward.
Porque tenía puesta la mirada en el galardón.
So there's a reward.
Entonces hay un galardón.
But he's not going to feel it with his flesh.
Pero no será lleno con esta carne.
He's not going to taste it.
No lo probará.
No.
No.
He's not going to sit down at some big banquet.
No se sentará en un gran banquete.
Served by slaves,
servido por esclavos.
Fanned,
abanicado, perfumado.
All the delicacies of Egypt to eat,
todas las delicias de Egipto para comer.
But a reward by God,
mejor galardonado por Dios.
Kingdom.
El reino.
So who is this man and what kind of people were these?
Entonces, ¿quién es este hombre y qué tipo de pueblo era este?
To be so removed.
Para ser removido.
And where are you and I today?
Y en donde tú y yo estamos hoy.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Well, is this just a nice story?
Bueno, ¿es esto simplemente una linda historia?
But it really has no relevance for today.
Y hoy no tiene ninguna relevancia para hoy.
Where all Christendom is today, it has to be relevant.
Donde todo debe ser relevante.
So they make the word relevant to their flesh.
Entonces hacen al mundo relevante para su carne.
But there's a soul.
Pero hay un alma.
But there's a soul.
Hay un alma.
The soul is in a different kingdom.
El alma está en un reino distinto.
And only certain people will find that the word of God is relevant to their soul.
Y solo cierta gente encontrará de que el reino es relevante para su alma.
Russ, is that right or wrong?
Russ, ¿es eso verdad o no?
There's only certain people that sees this word of God relevant to the soul of
someone. Solo hay cierta gente que encontrará esta palabra relevante para su alma.
Watch everybody else take the word and make it relevant for this flesh side.
Vigila a todos los demás y verá que tomarán esta palabra relevante para este lado de la carne.
So they could never say the same thing as Moses said.
Entonces ellos no podrían decir las mismas cosas que Moisés dijo.
They could never say the same thing that Abraham said.
Ellos nunca podrían decir las mismas cosas que Abraham dijo.
Said,
o que Moisés dijo.
Right
o que Noé dijo. ¿Verdad o no?
True or not true.
¿Verdad o no?
Okay.
Muy bien.
So we're getting an insight then into what really is kingdom.
Entonces estamos adentrándonos a lo que verdaderamente es reino.
For verse 27.
Entonces el verso 27.
By faith he forsook Egypt.
Por la fe dejó a Egipto.
Not fearing the wrath of the king.
No temiendo la ira del rey.
Okay, now that's huge.
Eso es grande.
And we've run over that one over and over too.
Y hemos pasado otra vez de eso una y otra vez.
So I'm turning against the king.
Entonces me estoy
the king is going to get mad.
Yendo en contra del rey, el rey se pondrá
the king has
mal.
Men around him.
El rey ha estado alrededor de eso.
Those men are trained.
Que estos hombres han sido entrenados.
To fight.
Para pelear.
They got horses.
Ellos tenían caballos.
They got chariots.
Tenían
they
carruajes.
Got spears.
Látigos.
They're going to hunt me down.
Lanzas.
Okay. Right or wrong?
¿Verdad o no?
And what did Moses say?
¿Y qué dijo Moisés?
You got a whole nation that could come against you and say, so what?
Tienes toda una nación que viene en contra tuyo y entonces qué?
Right? Easy to talk about, isn't it, Brother Paul? Wait till you're in that position.
Espero que tú estés en esa posición.
Now, tell me about what was in his heart.
Entonces, dímelo, ¿qué era lo que estaba en su corazón?
Now, tell me about me and you again.
Entonces, dime ahora
because
que
God is calling us, are you going to be a kingdom person?
Entre tú y yo, diciendo,
with kingdom sight.
Con vista de reino.
Okay, for he endured, verse 27.
Verso 27.
As seeing him who is invisible.
Porque se sostuvo como viendo al invisible.
So here is the kingdom.
Aquí está el reino.
The kingdom person.
La gente, la persona
and he
reino.
Sees the invisible. How is that?
Y él ve a lo invisible. ¿Cómo está eso?
And he hears the inaudible.
Y escucha lo inaudible.
Well, you're crazy.
Bueno, tú estás loco.
Seeing the invisible, hearing the inaudible.
Viendo lo invisible,
you hear the voice
escuchando
of God.
Lo inaudible.
Nobody else can hear it.
Nadie puede oírlo. Nadie más.
Oddities. So if you in that position
si tú estás en esa posición,
go to the world for comfort
yendo al mundo para comodidad,
you will find none
la encontrarás.
Because there's nothing there that can comfort you.
No encontrarás ahí nada que no te pueda comfort.
So if you're a kingdom person
pero si eres una
with
gente
kingdom sight
de reino, con
kingdom
vista
thinking
de reino, con
kingdom mind which is the mind of God
mente de reino, que es la mente de Dios,
then you are an oddity.
Entonces tú
right.
estás
total. You're sort of like Jeremiah 1:7, aren't you?
Como en Jeremías 1:7, no es así.
Okay. So here we are, and we're going back, because we're going to try to get in, we will, 2 Timothy. But so we started out with Matthew.
Empezamos con Mateo.
Matthew was amazing.
Mateo fue sorprendente.
Matthew was as grounded in this world as he could get.
Mateo estaba encerrado en este mundo como él podía.
All he saw
todo lo que
is what his eyes told him to see.
Él miró era lo que sus ojos le decían.
Which made
que
him want to taste the things he could taste.
¿Qué cosas puede probar las cosas?
And hear the sweet music that he could afford to hear.
Y escuchar la dulce música.
And feel the nice
escuchar.
Soft fabrics of good clothing.
Y utilizar las
in a nice
de
house.
De ropa.
And he went for it.
Y él continuó.
And he went for it at the expense of everybody else.
Y fue tras a costo de los demás.
And he became a betrayer of his own people.
Vino a ser a un traidor de su propio pueblo.
And you would say, how could God use a man like that?
Y tú podrías decir, ¿cómo Dios puede usar a un hombre así?
He turned out to be God's perfect choice, didn't he?
Y vino a ser la perfecta elección de Dios, ¿no es así?
Okay. So who else? You know, you go to Matthew 13. Oh, let's just go there for a second.
¿Quién más? Vayamos a Mateo por un segundo.
You know, nobody, as we noted previously,
nadie como
the kingdom of heaven, that phrase is listed only in the book of Matthew 33 times.
Es solamente citado en el libro de Mateo unas cuantas veces.
32 verses, and it's all Matthew saying the kingdom of heaven.
32 versos y es solamente Mateo diciendo el reino de los cielos.
So God changed his vision, didn't he?
Entonces, Dios le cambió su visión, ¿no?
And with that vision, he had a change of heart.
Y con esa visión, tuvo que cambiar su corazón.
And then he said, hey, which one is real?
Entonces, dijo, hey, ¿cuál es el
which one would you go after?
Por cuál tú seguirás.
So, look at.
Entonces, mira.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Matthew 13. 44. The kingdom of heaven is like this.
El reino de los cielos es así.
Verse 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like this.
El 45, el reino de los cielos semejante.
Verse 47. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like this.
El 47. Nuevamente, el reino de los cielos es semejante a esto.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Verse 52.
Verso 52.
Jesus said this now. Therefore, every scribe which is instructed in the kingdom of heaven.
Jesús dijo esto. Por esto. Todo escriba docto en el reino de los cielos.
Is like a man that is in a householder which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old.
Es semejante a un padre de familia que saca de su tesoro cosas nuevas y cosas viejas.
So Matthew was fixated from the world to God.
Entonces Mateo era un
fixated. His eyes.
Era un arreglado de la vista del mundo.
Mm-hmm. So there he was. What a change.
Y él cambió.
What a transformation.
Oh, qué transformación.
And the same God that did that to Matthew.
Y el mismo Dios que hizo eso a Mateo.
Did that to me.
Me lo hizo a mí.
And you.
Y a ti.
Okay.
Bien.
I once lived for a different world of this world.
Una vez he vivido a.
Didn't we all? Right?
A un mundo, en un mundo distinto.
And God changed that. Okay, next we went to Jesus. In Matthew chapter 4, in Matthew chapter 4, there was tests. Number one,
en Mateos 4,
here's my will.
Aquí está, una prueba, aquí está mi voluntad.
And what did Jesus say to the woman, to his disciples? I have food to eat.
¿Qué le dijo Jesús a la mujer y a sus discípulos?
Okay.
¿Tengo comida para comer?
My meat is to do what?
Mi carne es hacer qué?
To do what?
¿Hacer qué?
Do the Father's will, right?
Hacer la voluntad de mi padre.
Well, the last time you did the Father's will, did your tummy get full wrong?
Última vez que tú hiciste la voluntad del padre, ¿acaso se llenó tu estómago wrong?
Oh, come on.
Vamos.
So was he just blabbing off?
¿Acaso estabas
palabreando? What was he saying, and did he mean it?
¿Y qué estaba diciendo? ¿Y realmente lo quiso decir?
And somehow,
lo dijo en
now
serio.
Come on,
de alguna manera,
because the Lord just brought something to my memory.
Porque el Señor me acaba
there's
de
a reality there.
Hay una realidad ahí.
So somehow doing the Father's will
de alguna manera, haciendo la voluntad
does something in your body
tiene que ver algo con tu cuerpo
that no food can do.
Que ninguna comida puede hacer.
Okay, come on, I want you to go back to Israel.
Quiero que vayan de vuelta a Israel.
Okay.
Muy bien.
I'm taking you point A to point B.
Te estoy tomando de punto A a punto B.
Egypt to the promised land.
De Egipto a la tierra prometida.
I'm not telling you how you're getting there.
No te estoy diciendo cómo llegarás.
But the way is the way of testing.
Pero el camino es un camino de prueba.
Here's no food.
Aquí está la comida.
And what did they say?
¿Y qué dijeron?
You brought us out here to kill us.
Nos trajiste aquí afuera.
What did Moses say?
¿Y qué dijo Moisés?
Do you ever hear there one word about Moses complaining about hunger?
¿Alguna vez usted escuchó una palabra de Moisés quejándose de hambruna?
Did Moses have a stomach?
¿Acaso Moisés
like
tenía un estómago
did?
Como David?
Was he thirsty like they were thirsty?
¿Acaso como ellos? ¿Acaso estaba él sediento?
Was he okay, tired and hot like they were?
¿Acaso él estaba cansado y sediento como
not one word.
Ni una palabra.
Why?
¿Por qué?
He did the will of the Father.
Porque él hizo la voluntad del Padre.
So what did Moses have inside of him?
Entonces, ¿qué Moisés tenía?
That they did not have.
Que ellos no tenían.
So what if there's no food?
Entonces, ¿qué si no hay comida?
So what if there's no water?
¿Qué si no hay agua?
He just told me. He's taking me to the promised land.
Que nos tomaría la tierra prometida.
So somehow it doesn't make any difference.
Entonces, de alguna manera,
if there's no food today.
Si no hay
or tomorrow.
O mañana,
or the next day.
O el próximo día,
or next month.
O el próximo mes,
because he's told me I'd be there.
Porque él me dijo que estaría ahí.
So he would do something supernatural in the body.
Entonces, él sí hace algo
to get you there.
Sobrenatural en el cuerpo para te,
te Let's
allá.
Take another example.
Tomemos otro ejemplo.
How about Jacob?
¿Qué hay de Jacob?
Uh-huh.
Sí.
There's a famine in the land.
Había hambruna en la tierra.
What did Esau say?
¿Qué hizo? ¿Qué dijo?
I'm going to drink this bowl of soup and do what? Die.
Me comeré este potaje y moriré.
What did Jacob say?
¿Qué dijo Jacob?
Here, take the soup. Give me your birthright.
Aquí, toma este, este potaje.
I'm not going to die.
Primogénito.
I got the will of the Father
no moriré,
to receive the promise of the Father.
De recibir la promesa
so I don't worry about this.
Entonces, no me preocupo
oh, brothers, are you seeing something
oh,
here?
Hermanos, ¿están viendo algo?
Is there or is there not some kind of a supernatural reality when God gives you that kingdom mind and kingdom heart and kingdom vision?
¿Hay, no hay algún tipo de realidad cuando Hallelujah. Dios te da esa mentalidad
right or wrong.
Visión del reino.
Does he or does he not transfer you over into the another realm, the realm of the supernatural?
¿Acaso no te transporta a otro reino, a otro
right
reino
or wrong.
Sobrenatural?
So when
¿verdad?
Jesus said,
Entonces, cuando Jesús dijo,
My meat is to do the will of the Father. That was a very true statement.
Mi carne es hacer la voluntad del Padre. Es una declaración muy
And verdad. God had already proved it.
Y Dios ya lo probó.
Through Jacob.
A través de Jacob.
Right.
¿Verdad?
Through Moses.
A través de Moisés.
Right or wrong.
¿Verdad o no?
Through Joshua.
A través de Josué.
Through Caleb.
Caleb.
And many others.
Y muchos otros.
Right or wrong.
¿Verdad o no?
So here we are.
Aquí estamos.
So Jesus.
Entonces Jesús.
On his temptation.
En su tentación.
The devil says here.
El diablo dijo aquí.
Create bread.
Crea
eat.
Pan.
He, what did Jesus say? I can't.
¿Y qué dijo Jesús? No puedo.
The Lord didn't ask me to. Here's the next one.
No me lo ha dicho.
Next test.
La próxima prueba fue.
Here's the pinnacle of the temple.
Aquí está el pináculo del templo.
Cast yourself down.
Tírate.
His word says he'll give you... Angels charge over thee. Show your power.
Su palabra dice que él enviará ángeles.
Show your power.
Muestra tu poder. Muestra
what did
tu
Jesus
poder.
Say?
¿Y qué dijo Jesús?
You shall not tempt the Lord your God.
Tú no has de tentar al Señor.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Why was that so important?
¿Por qué eso era
He
tan importante?
He had to be tested. Will you
probado?
Take the power to yourself
Donde
and do what you want to do because you see a need for it?
Por tu propia cuenta y harás lo que quieras hacer.
The Father never asked me.
El padre nunca me
to cast pidió. Myself off of the temple.
Que me tire del templo.
And I only do what he asks me to do.
Y solo
right or wrong.
Lo que él me pide que yo haga, ¿verdad o no?
So here you can see Satan coming to tempt you.
Entonces aquí está
to take your own power, your own action,
viniendo,
create your own bread, satisfy your own body.
Viniendo a tentarte con tu para pues, obrar con tu propio poder, crea con tu propio crea pan. Con tu propio cuerpo.
And the kingdom person.
Y la persona del reino.
With the kingdom vision.
Con la visión del reino.
Because he sees the invisible.
Porque ve lo invisible.
He hears the inaudible.
Y escucha lo inaudible.
He has supernatural thinking.
Y tiene pensar.
Because he is so divorced from his reasoning connected to this world.
Y está tan divorciado de su razonamiento conectado a este mundo.
And what always proves out to be the reality.
Y que siempre prueba.
The natural or the supernatural.
Lo natural o lo sobrenatural.
Right or wrong?
¿Verdad o no?
Amen. So,
Entonces,
where is the Father trying to get me and you now?
Está tratando el Padre de llevarme ahora.
Right or wrong?
¿Verdad?
Okay.
Muy bien.
So, what was the last one?
Entonces, el amor es el último.
Jesus' last test from Satan, here, I'll give you the kingdoms of this world.
La última prueba de Satanás para Jesús fue, te daré los reinos de este
They're mundo. Yours.
Ellos son tuyos.
And you don't have to sacrifice. All you have to
no
do is worship me.
Solamente me tienes que adorar.
Huh?
Huh?
Everything was of this world.
Todo era de este mundo.
Right or wrong.
¿Verdad o no?
So every time we've looked at Matthew 4, all we've taken away from that is it is written, which is wonderful, but there's so much more to see.
Todo lo que tomamos de Mateo 4 es okay. escrito, es lo que hacemos.
And all the tests were this realm, this world, this vision, this sight, this stomach.
Todas las pruebas de esta dimensión, de este reino, de esta visión, de esta vista, de este estómago, vamos.
Or God's.
Somos Dios.
God's vision. God's sight.
La visión de Dios.
To a total denial of this flesh.
Totalmente negados a esta carne.
But the supernatural always proves that it's the true reality.
Pero lo sobrenatural siempre prueba que es la verdadera realidad.
So when the supernatural reigns,
entonces cuando lo sobrenatural
it defies reina, all laws of science.
Vence a toda ley de ciencia.
Okay.
Muy bien.
How would science get water out of a rock?
¿Cómo la ciencia hará brotar agua de una roca? Sí.
How would science raise the dead?
¿Cómo la ciencia resucitará al muerto?
How would the science heal cancer?
¿Cómo la ciencia sanará el cáncer?
Okay.
Muy bien.
But the supernatural
Pero
always proves it's the true reality.
Lo sobrenatural siempre prueba que es la verdadera realidad.
Okay.
Muy bien.
So Jesus, before he started his ministry,
entonces Jesús antes de empezar su ministerio,
can you be bought into this kingdom?
¿Puede ser comprado a este reino?
Can you suffer enough to be hungry into this kingdom?
¿Puede sufrir lo suficiente para estar tan hambriento por este reino?
No.
No.
Why did the Spirit lead him in to be tested before the ministry?
¿Por qué el Espíritu lo llevó para ser probado antes de su ministerio?
Because you have to listen to one voice.
Porque tienes que escuchar a una voz.
God's voice.
La voz de Dios.
And see the invisible.
Y ver lo invisible.
And hear the inaudible.
Y escuchar lo inaudible.
And that's exactly what he did.
Y es exactamente lo que
and
él
what
hizo.
Did they say?
¿Y qué dijeron
oh,
ellos?
You're of your father the devil.
Oh, tú eres de tu padre.
You're Beelzebub. You're this. You're that.
¿Escucharon eso?
Now.
Ahora.
His kingdom becoming more of a reality, brothers and sisters.
Su reino ha venido a ser más.
There's a realm.
Una realidad, hermanos, hermanos.
It's a reality.
Hay una dimensión, una realidad.
Okay, it's the true reality.
Es una verdadera realidad.
And God always proves his true reality, doesn't he?
Y Dios siempre prueba su verdadera realidad.
Second Timothy.
En segunda de Timoteo.
We're going to Paul next.
Vayamos a Pablo próximamente.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Second Timothy.
Segunda
what a
Timoteo.
Book. I spent a lot of time, so this is all familiar, I'm sure, with all of you.
Hemos invertido mucho tiempo en esto, es todo familiar para muchos de ustedes.
Timothy.
Timoteo.
Paul.
Pablo.
These were rough men.
Este era un hombre fuerte.
They were tough men.
Eran hombres fuertes.
They were what Brother Branham loved to call rugged Christians.
Lo que el hermano Branham los llamaba cristianos ásperos.
Do you ever
hechos
wonder
a la antigua.
If you're one of those rugged Christians?
Me pregunto si ustedes son unos cristianos.
Does that frighten you a little bit?
Toscos.
Does that make you get on your knees and say, oh God, give me that rugged Christianity that those first church age Christians had?
¿Acaso te da temor ponerte en tus rodillas y clamarle a Dios y decirle, Señor,
okay.
Dame eso de la primera iglesia.
They didn't need to be babied.
Ellos no tenían
they
que
didn't
ser,
need to be coddled.
Ellos no tenían que ser cuidados.
Yeah, they didn't need to be cuddled up.
O abrazados.
They didn't need attaboys from their fellow ones saying, oh, you're just great.
Ellos no necesitaban complementos de sus amigos diciendo, oh, tú eres genial.
They got all that they needed from
ellos
their Lord, period.
Tenían todo lo que necesitaban del Señor, punto.
Are you there yet?
¿Está usted ahí todavía? ¿Ya llegó ahí?
They got all they needed.
Ellos tenían todo lo que necesitaban.
From their God.
En su Dios.
Period.
Punto.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Now, in 2 Timothy,
ahora, en segunda de Timoteos,
a little background to the letter here.
Un pequeño retroalimento de esto.
We know from history, this is the last, this right there.
Sabemos
it's
de
the
la
last
historia.
Thing Paul wrote.
Es el último libro que Pablo escribió.
Okay.
Muy bien.
They say right around 65 AD.
Dijeron que
maybe 67.
Alrededor de 65
was written from
Cristo.
Rome.
Después de Cristo.
I think it says it right there. You have a little note at the end of your book.
Tenemos una pequeña nota marginal al final del libro.
The second epistle unto Timothy.
Segunda carta
a Timoteo.
Ordained the bishop of the first church of Ephesus.
Ordenado el
written from Rome.
De Éfeso.
When Paul was brought before Nero.
Escrita de Roma.
The second time.
Pablo fue traído ante Nerón.
So this is right before he died.
Esto fue escrito antes de que él muriera.
Okay.
Muy bien.
This was at the end of the journey.
Esto es al final de su jornada.
He was older.
Él era
he was tired.
Cansado.
The journey had been in the physical realm quite tough.
La jornada en el la dimensión física había sido muy fuerte.
It had been painful.
Había sido dolorosa.
It had been hurtful.
Con mucho dolor.
It had been full of stress.
Llena de estrés.
Full of pressure.
Llena de opresión.
We know all these things.
Y todas estas cosas.
Okay, go to 1 Corinthians, not right now.
Bueno.
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
Vaya primera de Corintios 4.
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
Segunda de Corintios capítulo
1. 2 Corinthians 4.
Segunda de Corintios 4.
2 Corinthians 11.
Y segunda de Corintios 11.
Whole chapters are dedicated to what he went through.
Todos esos capítulos dedicados a lo que él atravesó.
Now he lets us know of his trials.
Entonces él nos deja saber de sus pruebas.
Okay, because you're going to need that to get through yours.
Porque usted la necesitará para pasar las suyas.
Okay.
Muy bien.
And you're going to help somebody else.
Y usted ayudará a alguien más.
When you go through yours.
Cuando tú pases a través de las tuyas.
It's one of my favorites.
Es una de mis favoritas.
Hold your hands to 2 Timothy. We'll go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
Retenga ahí su mano en 2 de Timoteo. Vayamos primero a 2 de Corintios 1.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Some beautiful verses.
Unos versos hermosos.
Okay.
Verse 3.
Blessed be the be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Bendito sea el Dios y Padre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
The Father of what?
Padre de qué?
And the God of all what?
Misericordia.
Now, there's a reason he said that. He had just come through it.
Hay una razón que él dice esto porque ya pasó.
Who comfort us in all of our tribulation?
Porque nos consuela en nuestras tribulaciones.
That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble.
Para que podamos también nosotros consolar a los que están en cualquier tribulación.
By the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Por medio de la consolación con que nosotros nos consolamos.
God sends trials your way.
Dios establece pruebas en tu camino.
To show he's there.
A través.
So when you go see a brother or sister going through the same.
Para hacerte pasar y mostrarte
you can
que
be an encouragement
ahí
to them.
Entonces, cuando tus hermanos y hermanas pasen a través de eso, tú
okay,
los puedas
so
consolar.
These,
yo amo eso.
These were tough times.
Esos eran tiempos difíciles.
Okay.
Bien.
Now.
Ahora.
Always comforted by Jesus.
Siempre consolados por Jesús.
And the second always weighs the first.
Y el segundo siempre.
The comfort always outweighs the trouble. The comfort
el consuelo
is stronger than the trouble.
Es más fuerte que la prueba.
There you go. Now, here's an example of this.
Aquí hay un ejemplo.
Keep your hands there, but let's go back to 2 Corinthians. Yeah, 2 Corinthians, chapter 2.
De vuelta a 2 Corintios 2.
Oh, yes.
Oh, sí.
Now, to me.
Para mí.
I take these verses 14 to 17.
Toma estos versos,
and it sort of sums up Paul's whole attitude towards everything that he goes through. Okay?
Y demuestra la actitud
and
de Pablo.
These are precious words here.
Y estos son palabras
verse 14. Now thanks be to God.
Verso 14, más
which always causes us to what?
El cual nos lleva siempre a qué?
Which always causes us.
Siempre.
I always triumph. Isn't that an amazing statement? You know, I always come through.
Siempre lo venzo.
He causes me to always triumph. What a statement.
Él siempre causa que yo triunfe.
Always.
¿Qué declaración? Siempre.
What does always mean?
¿Qué siempre significa?
It means always, doesn't it?
Siempre significa
it's a pretty good
siempre,
word, isn't it?
¿No es así?
Yeah. I love it.
Lo amo.
Always causes us to triumph in what?
Siempre triunfo en qué?
And make while we going through these trials and while he's causing us to triumph in Christ makes manifest the savor of his knowledge in every by us in every place.
El cual nos lleva siempre en triunfo en Cristo Jesús y por medio de nosotros manifiesta en todo lugar el olor de su conocimiento.
It's like a fruit being squeezed.
Es como una fruta siendo exprimida.
Isn't it?
Escucha.
Get this delicious grape juice or wine, whatever it is, apple juice.
Este right? Delicioso jugo.
Peach juice. Love peach
de toronja,
juice.
De vino.
You can't have peach juice without squeezing the peach.
O durazno.
Yeah, there you go. Isn't that beautiful?
Ahí está, ¿no es eso hermoso?
Verse 15, for we are unto God a sweet savor in Christ.
Verso 15, para Dios somos grato olor de Cristo.
Okay. In them that are saved.
En los que se salvan.
And in them that perish.
Y en los que se pierden.
To one were the savor of death unto death.
A esto ciertamente olor de muerte para muerte.
And the other the savor of life unto life.
Y aquellos olor de vida para vida.
And who is sufficient for all these things?
Estas cosas, ¿quién es suficiente?
Because that's a pretty tough spot.
Porque es un punto muy difícil.
And somebody comes up to you, and Brother Juan, you're just the savor of life.
Y si alguien viene a ti y te dice, hermano Juan, tú eres
you can take that.
Un salvador
right?
De vida. Puedes tomar eso.
Yeah, but Norman, if somebody says, you're the smell of death, get away from me.
Pero si alguien viene y te dice, Norman, tú eres el olor de la muerte, aléjate de mí.
To them you are.
¿Tú eres qué?
Which is more, do you think?
¿Cuál es más? ¿Qué piensas?
Which is more?
¿Cuál es más?
Huh? Yeah.
Sí.
That's why he says that next statement. Who can handle all this?
Es
who's sufficient for all of this?
Que él dice esta declaración.
Okay, verse 17, for we are not as many which corrupt the word of God.
Pero no somos como muchos que medran falsificando la palabra de Dios.
But as of sincerity,
sino que
but
as of God, como de parte
in
de
the
Dios,
sight of God,
delante de Dios,
we speak we in Christ,
hablamos
period.
Hablamos en Cristo, punto.
Did you hear that? Speak we. What I think is a good idea.
Hablamos en qué.
Speak we out of what I think should be said.
Bien, hablo en lo que creo lo que es, debería ser.
Speak we what?
Hablamos en qué.
Boy, that sounds like an adoptive son to me. How about
hablamos
you?
Hablamos en Cristo. Oh, eso suena como mm-hmm. un hijo adoptivo para mí.
Speak we in Christ. Isn't that
hablamos
beautiful?
En Cristo.
Okay, I think that's the pretty much sums up his whole statement of his life of trials. Now back to 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy 4.
Ahora vayamos de vuelta a 2 Timoteo 4.
Now this is the last chapter of the last letter he wrote.
La última carta que él escribió.
And we're going to look here. What was his main concern?
¿Cuál era su mayor preocupación?
Okay, so if you were going to write a letter before you died,
entonces, si tú escribieras una carta antes que mueras,
you wouldn't probably write things say, don't forget the sugars in the left cover over the sink.
Tú no escribirías el azúcar sobre la mesa o en el lavabo.
Or you probably wouldn't forget. Don't forget to put two laundry soaps in when the floors are extra dirty.
O no olvides lavar la ropa.
So the last things on your life would be the most important things that you want people to remember, correct?
Las últimas cosas en tu vida son las cosas más importantes que quieres que la gente recuerde, ¿verdad?
So that's what we're looking at. What was his main concern?
Eso es lo que estamos viendo. ¿Cuál
era? What was the desire of his whole life?
¿Cuál era el deseo de toda su vida?
What is the very last thing he wrote about in this earthly vessel?
¿Cuál fue la mismísima última cosa que él escribió?
Last letter.
La última carta.
The last part of the letter.
La última parte de su carta.
Timothy, be strong and hold the word of God.
Sea fuerte y retén la palabra de Dios.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I charge thee therefore be God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his coming. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Second Timothy, verse 1.
Te encarezco delante de Dios y del Señor Jesucristo, que juzgará a los vivos y a los muertos.
Okay.
En la manifestación de su reino.
Preach the word.
Que prediques
be
la palabra.
Be instant.
Que instant.
In season.
A tiempo,
out of season.
Fuera de tiempo.
Reprove.
Redarguye y reprende.
What's the next word?
¿Qué es la próxima?
Okay.
Exhorta.
So you're not going to be just trying to comfort everybody and be popular.
Entonces, no solamente tratarás de consolar a todo mundo y ser popular.
So if people need reproving, they need reproving. If they need rebuking, you can rebuke, okay?
Si ellos necesitan redarguir, lo obtendrán. Si necesitan reprensión, lo obtendrán. Muy bien.
Okay, exhort with all long suffering and what?
Exhorta con toda paciencia y qué?
Now the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Porque vendrá el tiempo cuando no sufrirán la,
but after their own desires,
la sana doctrina, sino que teniendo comezón de oír,
shall they heap up to themselves teachers having itching ears.
Se amontonarán maestros conforme a sus propias concupiscencias.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Now listen, brothers.
Escuchen, hermanos.
Times were tough.
Los tiempos eran difíciles.
Nero had been killing Christians since AD 54. So this is the situation he's writing in.
And Nerón estaba matando a los cristianos desde el 54.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Rome had already burned.
Roma when he había sido quemada.
So he was in a terrible, terrible time.
Entonces ellos están en un terrible, terrible tiempo.
Now he never told them how to survive in those treacherous times.
¿Cómo sobrevivir en esos tiempos difíciles?
Isn't this interesting?
¿No es esto interesante?
He didn't write to encourage them to hold on.
No les escribió para alentarlos de en retener.
He told Timothy to preach the word.
Él le dijo a Timoteo de predicar la palabra.
Listen to this, to keep the doctrine.
Escuche, retener la doctrina.
And isn't that what Brother Branham declared at the end?
¿Es eso lo que el hermano Branham declaró al final?
He did the very same thing.
Él hizo la misma
you must
cosa.
Be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ustedes deben ser bautizados en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
There's no other scriptural baptism.
No hay otro bautismo escritural.
Okay.
Muy bien.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost.
El bautismo del Espíritu
can't
Santo.
Can't be substituted for anything.
Puede ser sustituido por cualquier cosa.
It is the new birth.
Es el nuevo nacimiento.
Okay, you must be born again.
Muy bien, debes ser nacido de nuevo.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Hold to the doctrine.
Retén la doctrina.
What would the world say today?
¿Qué dice el mundo hoy?
Oh, we have to make this relevant for your situation.
Tenemos que hacer esto relevante para tu situación.
Right or wrong.
¿Verdad o no?
And sí. What is doctrine? Is it relevant to any situation?
¿Qué es doctrina? ¿Es acaso relevante en cualquier situación?
But it's relevant to connecting you to the supernatural.
Pero es relevante para conectarte
al. It's relevant to the eternal soul.
Es relevante para la.
Right or wrong. So he's teaching things that you must be connected to another realm that is not of this realm that would.
Excuse me.
That would make no sense to anybody who's connected and locked in this realm.
Que no tendrá ningún sentido.
Right or wrong. Okay.
¿Verdad o no?
So, isn't this interesting? This is kingdom speech.
Esto es predicación.
This is the
reino.
Kingdom letter.
Esta es una yeah. Carta del reino.
Okay, it's another realm.
Es otra dimensión.
But it's the realm of reality.
Es un reino de la realidad.
And I can give you a self-help book.
Y te puedo dar un.
Yeah, how to be strong, how to encourage one another.
Como, okay. Animarse uno al otro.
But when Rome burns the city and you're part of it,
pero cuando,
and Nero comes after you,
cuando Roma queme la ciudad,
which is going to last?
¿Quién se sostendrá?
And what lasted down through seven church ages, the supernatural or the natural?
¿Y qué se sostuvo a través okay. De la iglesia?
So the natural is deception.
Entonces lo natural es deception.
The natural is lies against the word of God. It has been and it always will be. And unless God changes you and gives you a vision and gives you his sight and his mind and his reasoning, you're just plain Christian and you are dead as a rock. Right or wrong? Okay. So here we are, and we're looking at this.
Y estamos viendo esto.
Okay, now he said,
y está, dijo,
this isn't going to be popular.
Esto no será popular.
He knows it will be spoken against.
Él sabía que iba a ser, hablado en contra.
You preach the doctrine,
predicas la doctrina,
and people won't endure it.
Y la
they
gente
won't take
no,
it.
No la tomarán.
So you're going to be preaching something that's not going to be popular.
Entonces tú estarás predicando algo que no será
okay.
Popular.
Time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Mm-hmm.
El tiempo vendrá cuando ellos no retendrán la doctrina.
They'll look at seeking out a teacher that wants that'll feed them what they want to hear.
Ellos están buscando por un maestro que les dé alimento.
I want to hear something that makes me feel good.
Quiero escuchar algo que me haga sentir bien.
Right or wrong?
¿Verdad o no?
And I want to hear something that makes me feel good about me.
Y yo quiero escuchar algo que me haga sentir bien acerca de mí mismo.
Because we don't want to be convicted.
Porque no queremos ser condenados.
Because people can't take conviction anymore.
Porque la gente no puede tener convicción.
Right or wrong?
¿Verdad o no?
Are you getting the window into kingdom finally?
Estar,
are we getting there?
Obteniendo la ventana.
It takes a while, doesn't finalmente? It? Okay. Who needs doctrine when times are tough? The reasoning mind would say. Yeah. Give us something that's relevant.
Dame algo que sea relevante.
Give us something we can relate to in our own carnal mind.
Danos algo con los que nos podamos relacionar a nuestra propia mente yeah. carnal.
Look,
mira,
times were tough.
Los tiempos eran
listen,
difíciles.
Second Timothy.
Segundo yeah. Timoteo.
Where was? Paul was in prison.
¿Dónde estaba Pablo? Él estaba
he said, you know what, I'm appointed to this.
Y dice, ¿sabes dónde estoy apuntando
oh,
a esto?
Hold your hands there. Go back. Forward in your Bible. Second, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3.
En Primera de Tesalonicenses 3, capítulo 3.
Paul's in prison.
Pablo está en prisión.
The Thessalonians are sort of tender.
Los tesalonicenses
they're younger.
Están...
He's worried about the Thessalonians.
Son bien... no tienen fuerza. Está, él está preocupado por los
exactly.
tesalonicenses.
Yeah. There you go.
Sí.
Okay. Now look at chapter 3.
Mira el capítulo 3.
Look at verse 3.
Ve al verso
3. Read it out loud with me.
Léalo en alto conmigo.
Said, he had to send Timothy to know their states because he says, verse 3, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed.
Él le contesta a Timoteo a fin de que nadie se inquiete por estas tribulaciones, huh? Porque vosotros mismos sabéis que para esto estamos puestos.
Isn't that amazing?
¿No es sorprendente?
What did Ananias tell Paul when he came to give him his commission from God?
¿Qué le dijo Ananías a Paul, a Pablo cuando le dio su comisión?
I have to tell Paul.
Le tengo que decir a Pablo.
Oh, you're going to be apostle.
Pablo, serás apóstol.
You'll walk around in white robes and people will carry you on their shoulders.
Caminarás en vestiduras blancas y la gente
and they'll build you a beautiful cathedral to sit inside and people will fan you with their fans and drop grapes into your mouth. And,
y construirán hermosas catedrales y te abanicarán con sus abanicos y te pondrán uvas en tu boca.
Paul, you have to know what things that you will suffer for my name's sake.
Pablo, debes saber las cosas que has de sufrir a causa de mi nombre.
Yeah.
Sí.
So he says, no man will be moved by these afflictions. I don't want, I'm here, and you know what, it's been miserable, I've been stoned, I've been beaten, I'm in prison, but I don't want you moved by this.
Because this,
you seeing me, what if it causes fear in you?
What if it causes temor in me?
Huh? No, really.
No, en verdad.
So here in 2 Timothy,
aquí en segunda de Timoteo,
here's Timothy.
Ahí está Timoteo.
Timothy, Timoteo, my beloved son.
Mi hijo amado.
He says, I'm worried,
él dice, estoy preocupado,
mindful of your tears.
Me preocupo de tus lágrimas. Y estoy consciente de tus lágrimas.
You're worried about me.
Tú te preocupas por mí.
Timothy, don't worry about me.
Timoteo, no te preocupes por mí.
Who can write words like that?
¿Quién puede escribir palabras así?
Now,
ahora,
as we've looked in the past and we've noted,
así como vimos en el pasado y notamos,
so many times the words of Paul are supernatural words.
Muchas veces las palabras de Pablo son palabras sobrenaturales.
Huh? They're, but they're not words out of human reasoning, Brother Derek.
They're not yeah. palabras sacadas del razonamiento humano.
They are words by the Spirit of God.
Yes. Son palabras.
Because no man out of human reasoning likes to say things like he said.
Porque ningún hombre que tenga un razonamiento
or would choose to say things like he said. So Timothy,
Timoteo,
I'm mindful of your tears, I'm coming to you, don't cry.
Estoy consciente de tus lágrimas.
Be strong in these tough times.
Fortalécete.
Okay.
Sé fuerte en estos tiempos difíciles.
Be strong where? In the Spirit.
Of God
in these tough times,
en estos tiempos difíciles,
knowing,
sabiendo,
okay,
muy bien,
look at verse 8,
mira
chapter
verso 1, ocho.
Okay,
muy bien.
Be, well, 7, we know this one,
bueno, el siete, sabemos esto.
God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Dios no nos ha dado el espíritu de temor.
Boy, if that's a time we need this to keep it before you, huh?
Si necesitamos, right? Este es el tiempo que necesitamos retener eso.
But of power.
Pero de poder.
And love and a sound mind.
Y de dominio propio.
Okay, be not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor me his prisoner.
No siendo,
That's verse 8. Are you with me?
Verso 8.
Come on, I want you in your Bibles. Look up, because I want you to read with me. Verse 8, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8.
Segunda de Timoteo, capítulo 1,
middle of the verse.
8.
Read it out loud. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the what?
Por tanto, no te avergüences de dar testimonio a nuestro Señor ni de mí.
According to the power of God.
Sino participar las aflicciones del evangelio según el poder de Dios.
Okay.
Muy bien.
I was appointed to this. We're all appointed to this. What?
Yo,
right?
Había sido señalado a esto, entonces todos señalamos a esto.
Look at me. Look at verse 11.
Mira el verso 11.
Chapter 2.
Capítulo
2. It is a faithful saying, if we be dead with him, we shall live with him.
Palabra fiel es esta, si somos muertos con él, también viviremos con él.
Verse 12.
Verso 12.
If we suffer,
si sufrimos,
we'll reign, right?
Reinaremos con él, ¿verdad?
Okay. And he's met with opposition. Hey, things are tough. Things are uncomfortable.
Y él ha estado
things
con
are not right.
Las cosas son
things
difíciles.
Are not the way you would have them.
No son, no están bien, no son como debían antes.
Okay. But I'm appointed, and I don't want you moved by what I'm going through. What a man.
Pero ya soy apuntado a cierto punto.
Come on, what would most men say now?
¿Y qué, qué la mayoría de los hombres dice ahora?
Huh? Huh? Well, do you know what I've gone through?
Oh, hey, ¿sabes qué es lo que estoy pasando?
Do you know how hard it's been?
¿Sabes cuán difícil
do you know how many times I've been beaten?
¿Sabes cuántas veces he sido golpeado?
Do you know what I have to endure every day?
¿Sabes qué es lo que debo de, soportar todos los días? ¿Sabes qué?
Do you know I'm headed to this chopping block?
¿Sabes que estoy siendo llevado a esta guillotina?
I need your support.
Necesito tu apoyo.
Is this ¿es este modern thought?
¿Un pensamiento moderno?
Is this your thought?
¿Es este tu pensamiento?
Mine?
¿El mío?
Pretty scary, isn't it?
Muy tétrico, ¿no es así?
How real is your God?
¿Cuán real es tu Dios?
So here he is in these times, and they're tough times.
Entonces, aquí está él en estos tiempos difíciles.
They're really tough times.
Son tiempos muy difíciles.
Okay, even in verse 3, chapter 3, verse... Okay, let's go here.
Vamos al verso 3.
Look at verse 3:12.
3:12.
Yea, and all that live godly in Christ shall do what?
Y también todos los que quieran vivir piadosamente en Cristo, ¿qué?
Let me ask you a question. Do you see it coming? Do you see things getting easier for the Christians?
¿Lo está viendo venir? ¿Ve las cosas que se están poniendo fáciles para los cristianos?
But you recognize Jesus Christ among us today.
Pero estás reconociendo a Jesucristo entre nosotros.
And we will not be hunted down like dogs.
Aunque seamos perseguidos como perros.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Verse 13.
Verso 13.
But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse.
Mas los malos y los engañadores irán de mal en peor.
Deceived and being deceived.
Engañando y siendo engañados.
Verse 15.
Verso 15.
Okay. Timothy, from a child you've known. Okay, you've known.
Timoteo, the Holy Scriptures. Ha sabido.
They're able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
Las Sagradas Escrituras, las cuales te pueden hacer sabio para la salvación por
okay.
La fe que es en Cristo.
Verse 16.
Verse 16.
17. Read it out loud with me.
Léalo conmigo.
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all. Okay.
Toda la escritura es inspirada por Dios y útil para enseñar, redarguir, corregir, instruir en justicia, a fin para que el hombre de Dios sea perfecto, enteramente preparado para toda buena obra.
So what you need of is in the Word of God. Period.
Lo que necesitas
all that you have need of to be what God wants you to be.
En la palabra de Dios.
So here we are again, back to chapter 4.
Aquí estamos nuevamente.
All right.
En el capítulo 4, ¿verdad?
All right. It's amazing.
Es sorprendente.
Okay.
Bien.
Now.
Ahora.
Verse 5.
Verso 5.
But watch thou in all things.
Pero tú sé sobre en todo.
Here it is again. How many times does he bring this up?
¿Cuántas veces se lo trae?
Endure what?
A escena. Soporta que las aflicciones.
Amazing.
Sorprendente.
All that live godly in Christ will suffer persecution.
Todos endure los que quieran vivir piadosamente sufrirán persecución.
Do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry.
Haz obra de evangelista, cumple tu ministerio.
For I am now ready to be offered.
Porque ya.
And the time of my departure is at hand.
Ya estoy para ser sacrificado y el tiempo de mi partida está cercano.
And here's modern America.
Y aquí está América
moderna. Oh, Timothy, pray for me.
Oh, Timoteo,
they're coming for me. They're coming with an axe.
Ellos vienen por
they're
mí
gonna chop my head off.
Y me cortarán la cabeza.
Not Paul.
No Pablo.
I have fought a good fight.
He peleado la buena
batalla. Beautiful. It's his last testimony. You know that.
Su último testimonio.
What a testimony to leave this world with.
¿Qué testimonio para partir?
Would you like to leave with this world with that?
¿Quisieras partir de este mundo con eso?
Uh-huh.
Sí.
Yeah. I have fought a good fight.
He peleado la buena batalla.
I have kept the faith. I kept the revelation.
He guardado la fe, la revelación.
Modern man. Oh, this is so terrible.
El hombre moderno.
How can I endure what's coming for me?
No puedo soportar lo que está viniendo.
And henceforth there's laid up for me a chopping block after all that I've done.
Me cortarán la cabeza al final de todo lo que he hecho.
Henceforth there's laid up for me a what? Crown of righteousness.
Por lo demás,
where was his
me está
vision?
Guardada la corona de justicia.
Was his vision in another realm? Was his heart in another realm? Was his mind in another realm? Was it in the realm of the Word of God? Was his vision and his heart and his mind and everything about him over there in the realm of the Word of God? Are you getting now? You must be kingdom people. Drop this world, leave it behind, brothers and sisters. Okay. I love that. There's laid up for me a chopping block. Nope. There's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. He's so far beyond the chopping block.
Está dispuesta para mí
so far
una
beyond.
Guillotina. No, está okay. Dispuesta para mí una corona, justo más allá.
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not only me, but all those that love his appearing.
La cual me dará el Señor juez justo en aquel día, y no solo a mí, sino también a todos los que aman su venida.
Okay, verse 10.
Bien, el verso 10.
Demas, close friend, hath forsaken me.
Un amigo muy
read it out loud, brothers. Having loved what? This present world.
Amando este mundo.
What a shame.
Qué vergüenza.
Where's your heart?
¿Dónde está tu corazón?
Where's your love?
¿Dónde está tu
what makes you flee?
¿Qué te hace volar?
Troubles come, I gotta flee. It's getting too hard. I can't take it.
Que partir. Es muy duro. No puedo soportarlo.
So Demas
is
going to have quite a large company with him.
Tendrá una larga compañía con él.
Because they love this present world.
Porque aman a este mundo presente.
Okay.
Muy bien.
When times are tough, the weak in faith run.
Cuando los tiempos son difíciles, la fe débil.
Verse 16.
En el verso 16.
Look at this. Read it out loud with me.
Léalo en alto conmigo.
At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsake me. I pray that God might not lay this to their charge.
En mi primera defensa.
Verse 17. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Don't you love that? All men forsook me. All men. Demas left.
Hombre,
he
no,
loved
no,
this
no.
present
Demas
world.
Huyó.
Yeah.
Sí. En mi primera defensa ninguno estuvo a mi lado, sino que todos me
desampararon. We have to be in this position.
Debemos estar en esta posición.
Where is your God?
¿Dónde está
Who
tu Dios?
Who is your God?
¿Quién es tu Dios?
And can you walk alone with him?
¿Y puedes caminar a solas con él?
Can you forsake everything and walk alone with him if need be?
Abandonar todo y caminar a solas.
Or would you be so attached?
O estarás tan atado.
No, I can't.
No, no
it's
puedo.
Too tough.
Es muy duro.
It's too hard.
Es muy difícil.
I need people.
Necesito gente.
I'll just join Demas.
Me uniré a Demas.
Yeah.
Sí.
Hey.
Hey.
Go with me to Philippians 2.
Vayamos, vaya conmigo
now,
a Filipenses.
This is such a rebuke.
Y esto es una tal reprensión.
Verse 19.
En el verso 19.
Philippians chapter 2.
Filipenses 2, 19.
Okay. 19. Read it out loud. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. If you're good, I'm good.
Espero en
if you're okay, I'm okay. That
Jesús,
was Paul's heart, right?
Enviaros pronto a Timoteo para que yo también esté de buen ánimo al saber que de vuestro estado. Entonces, ese era el pensar de Pablo. Si tú estás bien, yo estoy bien.
Read verse 20 with me. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for you. Naturally care. It's just in him. It's in him from the Spirit of God. He cares about you.
Pues ya ninguno tengo del mismo ánimo y que tan sinceramente se interese por vosotros.
No, 21, read it out loud. For all seek their own, not the things that are...
Porque todos buscan lo suyo propio, no lo que es de Cristo Jesús.
Now, what a rebuke is that, huh?
¿Qué reprensión es esa?
What, would I fit into that category?
¿Acaso yo
what about me?
Alcanzaré en esa categoría que hay de
what about you?
Que hay de ti. Entraré.
I just care about my things.
Okay. Solo me preocupo de mis propias cosas.
Timothy, he'll go. He will naturally care for your state.
Timoteo,
but nobody else.
Irá. Él naturalmente se preocupará
Demas
de tu estado.
Left me. He loved this present world.
Demas huyó. Él amaba este mundo presente.
All men have forsaken me.
Todos los hombres me han abandonado.
Sounds like Jesus, doesn't it?
Suena como Jesús, ¿no es así?
Yeah.
Sí.
We'll quit. There.
Llegaremos hasta acá.
So, kingdom sight. Entonces, kingdom. Listen, brothers and sisters, every bit of it is supernatural. And if you don't think that as we go on and get closer to that day,
si tú no crees
and
que
hear the challenge to come on high, you better be divorced from this flesh.
Es mejor que tú estés divorciado de esta carne.
Huh? Shall we do it one more time? One more time.
Una vez más.
Every man.
Todo hombre.
Every woman.
Toda mujer.
Of God.
De Dios.
That he greatly used.
Que él
in the scripture.
Grandiosamente usó.
Was removed.
Fue removido.
And put in a position.
Y puesto en una posición.
By God.
Por Dios.
On purpose.
A propósito.
Abraham.
Abraham.
Moses.
Moisés.
Noah.
Noé.
Come on.
Vamos.
Jacob.
Jacob.
Joseph.
José.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Where they had nothing to stand on, nothing.
No tenían que pararse.
But the word of God and that alone.
Que en la palabra de
and
Dios.
And tell me.
Y dígame.
You.
Usted.
He's going to treat different?
¿Acaso te tratará distinto?
Bride of Christ?
El cuerpo de Cristo.
Chosen elect. You'll be equipped.
Escogido.
With everything that you need. Okay. You will be equipped, perfectly equipped.
Tú serás perfectamente equipado con
do
todo
not
lo que necesitas.
Fear.
No temas.
Let's sing it again, Karen. Rise on the wings of faith. Can you get those songs?
Vamos a cantar eso. Elevados en las alas de la fe.
There's two roads before you. One by, what is it? One by faith and one by sight. Choose which one and what you believe is what will be. Oh, man, I love those words.
Hay dos rutas delante tuyo,
okay.
Una por fe y otra por
I need some help with some words somewhere. I don't know if I have that up here. Anybody? Thank you. You got one there. What number is it?
Number 8.
What will be so soon? you hear wings on the winds of faith, you can fly a higher place. Do not struggle, for it's by grace. Set your wings to the winds of faith. What's your need? What's your cry? What's your mountain that's much too high? Speak the word of God, high and by it will move, or you will fly. Set your wings on the winds of faith, you can fly in a higher race. Do not struggle, it's by grace. Set your wings to the winds of faith. Watch the eagle in the sky. He's a struggle, he does not strive for the power that makes him rise. It's so, hallelujah, it's there. Glory. So set your wings on the wings of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle, it's by grace. Set your wings on the wings of faith. Thank you.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we truly give you thanks, Lord, for your precious word, for disclosing this reality that might be blinded for the carnal sight, but the spiritual sight, the one that you want us to have, Lord. Help us, Lord, to see with the eyes of the Spirit, with those eyes of the eagle, Lord. You allow us to see through your spoken word, Lord, that is being written now. Every time we read your word, Lord, you're giving us eagle eyes. We can see what the spiritual is about, Lord. On our daily basis, we go, come and go to here and there, Lord. Most of the time we forget that we don't belong to this world, and there's this supernatural world that is more real than the one that we can see with this carnal eyes, Lord. The power of the prayer, Lord. How great gift you have given to us. You have equipped us with the prayer, Lord. How prayer changes everything, Lord. In the places where we are, we can't even sense, Lord, the atmosphere. But you can change every atmosphere when we just humble ourselves in prayer, Lord. You can change every diagnosis of the doctors or anything, Lord, that the human man can tell us that is going against you, against your power, against your spirit, Lord. We are believing in what you have said, Lord. If you can make burst water out of a rock, men might say, no, it's not true, it's impossible, but we are trusting in you, Lord. You're working in different ways, Lord. Your thoughts aren't our human thoughts, Lord. You have invited us to come higher every day, Lord, and we need to get there. Help us to understand what we haven't been understanding these times. Help us to not be deceived by these times, by this world, the lies of Satan. Help us, Lord, to be that rugged Christians, Lord, like the first prospers, Lord.
Amen.
Greater things we may do in your name. We need to get to that time, Lord. Help the little ones, Lord, the younger ones, Lord. Help us all to have that communion with your Holy Spirit, Lord. To fill you the same way your prophet felt. Anywhere we go, people may say you're different. What is it in you? It's your grace, Lord. Your presence. You sent Moses to Pharaoh, Lord. And your presence was with him. May your presence never depart from us, Lord. May your word be in our mouth, in our hearts, in our minds. May we meditate on it, Lord, and we share it with others. Because many others are just preaching the word because of they want an income. But the true Christian, Lord, it's there just to endure the trial, Lord, to share the word, to help the needy one. We want to see those miracles, Lord, that you've done before. And people testifying, Lord. Thank you, Father, because you have provided. You've been with us throughout your journey. Thank you, Lord. Because we're resting in your word. We place, Lord, this upcoming week into your hands. And may everything we do be for your glory. We want to walk in that kingdom walk, Lord. Just like Enoch did. The time is getting close. Help us, Lord, to become more spiritual. Get rid of this world and the technology, Lord, that is just such deceiving. We ask these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let's sing the chorus again.
So set your ways on the winds of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle, it's by grace. Set your ways far in my
way. Just about let to ask anybody need prayer this morning for anything. God be with you. God bless you. Remember what Brother Branham said? You have faith. What's in your body? The Lord Jesus Christ, temple of the Holy Ghost. All you have need of is in you. Call on His name. Grow in Him. Let your sight be the sight of Moses, the sight of Jacob, the sight of Paul, the sight of Peter, the sight of Matthew, which is the sight of God. God bless you. Don't forget, Brother Elisha will be flying tomorrow for England. Let's keep him in prayer. Jesse's flying to Norway tomorrow. Keep them both in prayer if you would. Thanks.